Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ina and Heather with How is the Weather? So how is the weather, Heather, play for? So many weather, like weather. How is the weather, Heather?
Alliteration. I love it. Wait, before we get started, we need to mention that this broadcast, while being taped live on YouTube, will be ready for replay as soon as it is finished on this channel and all of your favorite podcast channels by going to inamara.com/podcast.
Great reminder. Mm-hmm. That's good to remind them, because sometimes they might feel like, right, I'm not really following 100% of what they're saying, but that's totally fine, guys. Trust me, you can watch this video again. You can listen to the audio again on our podcast. So it's totally fine. Feel free, grab your coffee. I have mine already here. So sit down. If you want to grab a pint, also fine. Totally up to you.
That's what day it is for you.
Exactly. It's supposed to be our moment here for a chat. And I told you already, I'm so glad we have this moment every week, because then I know I'm going to speak to Heather, you know, mm-hmm. at some point during this week. Because for the last few weeks, babes, what's going on? I haven't been really able to talk to you properly. Like,
I know.
I don't know what's going on in your life. So this is why I think it's good. Woo. So now you have to tell me what's going on, what's new. And then I can update you as well. So yeah, we can do this live. This is the purpose of this conversation.
Catch up. So first, I have two major things I think we've been going on in the last couple of weeks. Mm. And so number one is that it is now officially fall.
Right.
But we had two, maybe 3 days of like bonus fall is what I would call it.
Bonus falls.
Where it's like,
explain yourself. Well,
like, I don't want to say bonus summer, but like it was like really gorgeous fall days and you could walk around and, you know, have a warm drink.
Sleeveless top and then a cold drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you could still sit outside and now you can't. So that happened. And, you know, on those kind of days, you go out of your way to see your friends and do things outside because you know, like, you're not going to do that for a while.
Especially now, right? That we have all those restrictions. So,
well, that's what's tricky for us, is that in the summer, you could just go to the park to see someone, but now you can't sit inside with someone you don't know. Anyways, we don't need to get into COVID. The other thing that I've been working on that I am jazzed about is...
Tell me.
Yeah. So I decided to start a clothing and accessory line.
That's big, woman. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is so you. Yeah. Go girl.
I know. It's so me. And I didn't think it through really until I was like, what do I like and what can I do? And I realized, and like you use Shopify and there's a whole bunch of suppliers, so I don't have to design the actual fashion. Mm-hmm. Or the articles, you just do the print and then the marketing and everything. So what happens is somebody will order it and then the company will print your design on whatever and then mail it to that person.
That's, I mean, it's two big jobs at the same time. And I'm glad you just have to think of one of them, because if you have to think of the whole thing, like, come on, it's a huge task. Like,
yeah. It's too much at once. And I mean, the thing is, you can progress from this if you want to create, if I want to create my own design and lines of actual clothing, which I have designs in mind for, mm-hmm. you know, once this is going, then I can find my own distributors, pattern makers, sewers, like that logistical mm-hmm. side. But mm-hmm. for now, I've just taken my paintings, like the art that I've done, and I'm getting it high resolution scanned so I can take that and put it on all of the designs.
And I saw a bag that you sent. You sent me the email and I was so proud of you, and it looked gorgeous. Like, really, it suits you like big time. So you are doing this with all your paintings, or you're selecting some of them? How do you do it? Like, how do you select them?
Well, right now I've just taken them all.
Right.
And so
they're all gorgeous anyway, so they're gonna love it.
Whatever. Well, and I want to see how it goes. So I mean, maybe certain ones won't work out, maybe certain ones will only work with certain pieces, like maybe mm-hmm. they'll only be housewares, not fashion. I have to see, because, well, I took them to get high resolution scanned, and the person there was like, yeah, I know how to do this. Great. And so I got, you have to wait a few days. They send you the files. And I was like, these files are not big enough for what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Talk about this.
So maybe for the ones that are not really into what's going on, because you sent me the image and I know what's like. So just tell them you paint lovely paintings, and then so one of them, the one at least that you sent me, it was printed on a bag. So just so they have more like a taste of what's like, because maybe okay. They won't really understand what's going on.
So what the pieces are. So I will do a painting on a canvas. And my current style is acrylic pouring. So if you're not familiar with that, you just take acrylic paint and you put it in a cup, and then you put that cup on a canvas, and then you just wiggle the paint around until it looks cool.
So creative.
it sounds silly, but they look nice.
And so
the pieces that they'll go on to, they range from, I'm going to do a couple of kitchen things, so like plates and bowls. Cool. We're going to do duvet covers, pillow sets, that kind of thing, notebooks, clocks. And then I'm also going to do for fashion, like dresses, the handbags, some shoes. Mm-hmm. The shoes look so cool with these paintings on them.
Almost I love like to see them on shoes.
Like the shoes are used for painting. Like if you were an artist and you're like, oh, splashy on my shoes.
Looks much better now.
Yeah. And then my main big thing is that I want to do activewear collections. So these are basically like yoga pants and sets for around the house. And what I want to do with those is they'll be, you know, yoga pants, sports bra, t-shirt, top, crop top, and a couple other like pieces, shorts, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then what I'll do with those is, so each one will come in the pattern of the painting. Mm-hmm. And then I'll also pick a few colors out of the painting to do solid, just solid colors.
So I was just going to ask that, because in general, they're kind of abstract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the other options?
Yeah, so there, I mean, like that's, it's bright and it's rainbows, and that's the point of the brand. and so like, I've done a whole thing and like, there's a tagline and it's like all colors all the time.
It's supposed to be colorful and happy. Sorry.
Yeah. And what is the tagline? I think it's get some rainbow in your aesthetic.
Get some rainbow?
In your aesthetic.
In your aesthetic. Ooh, I like that.
So like
powerful.
In your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get that inspiration? How did you come up to this name?
I worked on it.
You worked on it.
Okay. So, actually, to be perfectly honest, I named the clothing line after some very specific keywords. Because
mm-hmm.
I work in marketing. So, like, these are the things people will search for.
Absolutely.
Right? And then I watched a masterclass by Julie Solomon. I think that's her name.
On Mindvalley?
Potentially.
Where?
I've seen it a couple
times. I'm familiar with this name. I'm not sure exactly who this person is, but I'm familiar. I've heard this once, at least.
So she does a masterclass on pitching things and was like,
oh, right.
The short elevator thing is that. And so that's where I figured that stuff out. Yeah. And so I personally like love rainbows and want a lot of color and everything. And so I don't want to design things that are brown and gray.
Too black and white for me. Sorry. I need colors in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going to do that because that's what I know. And hopefully I'll find a market for people who like bright stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's there. You know, one thing that I've noticed like for the last few years is that there is market for every single thing. Trust me, people like you can think that, oh, maybe they wouldn't really like this or this idea. But trust me, once you are very clear in what you want to offer and the solutions you can offer, then you understand a little bit about online traffic and branding, and then bang, you're gonna find the ones that want to, you know, see your stuff. So just keep going on what, you know, makes sense to you and to your brand and to the bright colors. I mean, this is just so you, like, really, I wouldn't really expect anything different than that from you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's you, you know?
Yeah. So. And I think as a designer for so long, I was trying to cultivate that, you know, that elegant website with the, it's all white with a simple gold line and blah, blah, blah. But that's not who I am personally.
You know? Look at your room. We've got a pink guitar. We've got lighting, greens. Look at that pillow.
No. It's a shiny pink pillow. If you can't see this,
Who else would have a shiny pink pillow?
Well, and I also just want to address quickly that my bedspread is a bunch of leaves, and then on the wall is a bunch of actual leaves, and then I'm wearing more leaves.
You are on a leaf today.
I've been on a leaf thing for, I want to say, a few months too, because I used to have a phone case with leaves on it.
Really? Yeah, I think it has something to do with your inspiration in Brazil at the beginning of the year.
Potentially, because I got this and I wore it in Brazil. It was
four. Yeah, I remember you wearing it.
Exact time.
So since then, you keep feeding this feeling.
Yeah. Just love some plants.
They're everywhere. Honestly, I've never seen someone like that. Really looks after them, like you really look after them, you nurture them, you talk to them.
I don't, I just try to keep them alive.
that's minimal.
Well, I mean, I'm not that good at plants, and I'd only ever have the one kind that if you can see behind me, the one that's climbing, those mm-hmm. are morning glories, and they are. I only got the seeds because my brother said, hey, you know what's easy to take care of? Morning glories. And I said, all right, good idea.
Are they easy?
So easy. The ones that I had bought originally, they flower and seed. And so I've been getting seeds for years. I've never had to buy more seeds. And so
you can have your own forest.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. And they're everywhere because they do climb if you can get the right light. I'm waiting for them to bloom, which is always exciting because it crawls down.
Morning glory. Whoop. I don't know. How would we call morning glory? Let's see images on. Because I'm not really into flowers. I mean, I don't know even in Portuguese.
Yeah, I can show you a picture. I was going to send you seeds.
It's beautiful.
And then I realized, like, maybe that's illegal.
I think you can't. Yeah, I think this is illegal. Yeah.
Which is why I didn't. Close, because I was like, oh, this will be fun. I'll send them some flowers. And then no.
Look, I can see here the images, but I really don't know name of flowers in Portuguese. So morning glory. Ipomoe. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Guys, do you know the name of this flower in Portuguese?
Mm-hmm.
It looks gorgeous, but I really don't know. I just know maybe daisy, rose, like the most common ones. Yeah. Oh, of course, cactus. This is what I have here, and this is what I can look after. I cannot look after anything else than cactus.
Hey, just question. How do you water your cactus?
I don't.
Okay. Well, that may be your first issue.
Right, they're outside. So if they're outside, I guess nature is looking after them.
Okay, that's cool. Because I have cactuses in the little boxes above my bed.
Right.
Like cacti tinies. And I learned that the easiest way to water them, and all plants, is that you take them out of their pot and put them in a bowl of water for like half an hour. And then you put them back in their pot and they will absorb all the water they need.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to overwater it.
You see, this is what we do. They are saying here at the on our chat that this is called orquídea in Portuguese. And it might be because orquídea, now I get, because is a, I don't know if it's the same, because orquídea is one of them that I've learned to get like a cube. You know, when you have ice, an ice cube, right?
Yeah.
So you just leave there. So it's like nurturing it slowly. So you just leave the ice cube there, and because it doesn't really like too much water. But I'm really not into flowers. I just heard that this is good for orchids. It might be morning glory, as they're saying here.
I think you're talking about an orchid. because
or I'm kid, yeah,
so ice cubes, yeah.
So it's not the same.
I don't think so, but I mean, right. Google Translate told me it was Gloria da Manha, which I don't know. I don't think that is correct.
No, because this is a straight translation. So incorrect. It'd be like the literal glory of the morning. So, you know, flowers would have maybe different names, but
all right.
So and they are saying here, look, corda de viola, maybe. I'm curious now to know because, yeah, this is, you know, this is not my active vocabulary. That's not at all. Do you guys enjoy looking after flowers? Like, let's take the chance as we are discussing about it. Tell us here on our chat, because this is the main point of doing it live, is that they can interact. So let us know how you look after your flowers, if you do like to look after flowers, or if you like flowers at all.
It is this one. Corda de Viola.
Corda de Viola. Carla, yeah. Gouveia, you nailed it. Lovely girl.
Well done.
Lovely. Yeah. Well done.
God, we figured that one out.
Awesome. Yeah, so I do have some here at home. Like, you know, I think we just need to have one gardener per home, because otherwise, you know, the flowers, you know, they must have being like watered twice or something. So my husband is the gardener here, so I do not touch them, because I don't know what he's doing. Sometimes he's giving them some sort of poisons just to keep them, you know, away from bugs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly he comes with extra dirt, and then I don't know if he was giving them water in the morning. So I'm like, okay, I'm not into this feud. I'm gonna keep looking at the cactus, because this is what I do best. And then, yeah, that's all I do. So
it's true, though. I mean, they're all plants are on their own schedule with their own light and their own water need. Mm. And I mean, it is a lot of work. And I've only gotten into plants because I've been home for months, and I have the time to, like, oh, this needs some water, poking over here. And in the summer, a lot of this is outside. I have a bunch of mm-hmm. the kitchen, everything is outside, so it's something to do outside. It's a little activity, right, for me.
This thing is also called Glória da Manhã in Portuguese too. So,
oh, okay, all right,
yeah,
we weren't wrong.
Yeah, good. New vocabulary today, guys. And you know what? This thing with, because for you, the weather is so intense, like 4 times a year, that it's very easy for you to see what's going on. So for you, it's very visual, I guess. Like if you are at the moment, for example, you have to bring all your flowers or your plants inside, otherwise they're going to die. So you need to keep an eye on them. Whereas when you have a warmer season, they are outside, so it changes a lot your routine and the way how you interact with your environment, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And my actual layout of my apartment, because it is small and plants take up a lot of space, and so I've got them kind of strategically placed on shoe boxes and things, like wherever they may go for now.
Do you have enough space for all of it?
Well, not really. I no,
you need a room just for your plants, woman.
I could, yeah. Well, that's what I use the balcony for. And I mean, ideally, I would like to just make the balcony an all season area, but that's just not my life right now. So, what I've done was I made a bunch of macrame plant hangers. I can post a picture in the comments if people want to see it.
Yeah, you want to see it.
It's still a work in progress because I need to adjust the lengths. But what I've done is I've put up a curtain in the kitchen window, and then I put up a second rod for the macrame because the plants are heavy. It's dirt. And then I've made different colored hangers for all these different little plants at different lengths. And then I have a giant gold hoop. And then they're all going to be at different heights as well. And then that'll connect up through to hide behind the curtain.
I can picture it. It must look gorgeous. And by the way, your balcony, it's open, right?
Yes.
Would you have the option of closing it with windows as you saw in Brazil? Because remember when you were here on your Airbnb, you had all those glass like slide glasses that you could.
I blew my mind.
That you couldn't actually open. But anyway, do you have these options in Canada?
No, and I mean, I think this is worth mentioning to people who live there. I'd never seen the slidey open doors before. So what's very common, I guess, for people's balconies, they just slide open all the glass panels and then it's open season for your apartment. I had not done that. So I thought there was one little door at the edge and I was just going in and out this one little door being like, this is a nice, beautiful window.
And you just realized it was the last day or?
No, Juliana came over and was like, it's kind of hot. Can we open the thing? And I was like, it is. Look at that tiny door open. And she goes, okay, but what about the rest of these panels? And just open the whole thing. And I just.
Like, really? Can you do all that?
Had my mind blown.
But it wasn't the last day. It was maybe you could at least enjoy a little bit of that for a few days, right?
Yeah. I think it wasn't. I think I only had a day or two of closed off time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyways, yes. So it would be cool to have that here. It's mostly made of concrete. So it's concrete.
Yeah, I mean, I think it wouldn't be that difficult for you. I mean, especially because you guys have this snowy and cold season. That would be so handy because you could still have like an outside sort of room, but it's still warm enough for you to survive.
It would be so handy. I think it would just, A, it would be very expensive to install. And B, they would have to worry because the glass needs to be a certain quality because it's so cold. It can't freeze.
But they do have it in Poland. I've seen it.
Yes, they do.
If they have it in Poland, you must have it in Canada because it's cold. It's the same coldness, I guess.
Well, and this is what bums me out is that when I got back from Brazil, I was working at a construction, like, company, like in a different department, but they do building construction. And I was like, listen, you know what you should do is make places with these doors because they're amazing. You know,
they would make so much money with it.
I know they would. They didn't listen.
Big market.
I know.
Honestly, I think you should Google it because, like, come on, it's just such a big market. It's just such a need for you. And, like, really nobody's thought of it.
Well, I mean, I rent, so I don't know if I would be allowed to install, et cetera.
Oh, true, true.
But
well, but then the owner could maybe think about it. Like, it would really bring it to another level. You know, it's even better for the owner. I mean, anyways,
just put it on the back burner. Yeah, it's just I'll think about that.
And the one that I saw in Poland, it was really interesting. Like, my mom, she was impressed because she wanted to do it in her house too. And when she came back to Brazil, she kept, you know, searching for companies that did that kind of quality. Because here, you saw, the glass is not so thick. Obviously, we don't have problems like with snow and, you know, to have a proper... you know, when you have to keep the warmth inside. But the ones in Poland, they are sealed, properly sealed, like, you know, big, you know, thick glass and proper for their seasons. Mm-hmm. And even soundproof. It was amazing. It was amazing. Like, and you couldn't find that ones in Brazil. But anyways, anyone who is looking for a market, you know, there's a gap here. There's a gap in Canada.
Yeah.
Go make some money.
Well, it adds an entire room to my apartment, you know, and all I have out there is like seating and desk areas and an
you know what
that I don't use.
I've been thinking a lot about glass lately because maybe 2 months ago, I went to the beach just close by and we rented a Airbnb and it was just like a loft, you know, just like a terrace, but like really, really high. In São Paulo, we have an island called Ilha Bela. Does anybody here know Ilha Bela? It's a gorgeous island, and it's like really mountains and stuff, and we were like really high. And because of the height, the owner of the place, of this Airbnb, they covered it all in glass. So of course you had curtains, but it was just glass. So in the morning we're just opening the curtains, and like those beautiful views. You didn't really have walls. You could see the mountains, you could see the boats down there, and then it's just so gorgeous. Like, really, I needed some rest. So I went to, you know, a lovely view. And since then, I've been thinking, like, I need a house full of glass. I don't want walls anymore. Seriously, I have even a board on Pinterest. I've been searching, like, just to keep my ideas refined, you know, because, like I'm in love now. It works so well, like, because walls, no, too limited.
What are they? Walls?
It keeps us so limited. Yeah, and it's interesting because it was just like a little spark that happened on my heart too, because I felt like for so long, I think I left a explorer of me, you know, somewhere. Because when you met me, Heather, I was in a moment in my life where I was just so, you know, I wanted to see the world. I wanted to meet new people. I was just so open, you know, for different situations. And I don't know, I think once you start aging, or, you know, difficult times happen in your life, you kind of lose some of your essence. I don't know if you felt the same at some point.
The wanderlust.
The wanderlust, what?
Wanderlust is the term for that.
Oh, really? Oh, so
all that, yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly what was happening. And then, I don't know, maybe when I came back to Brazil, of course, this explorer, it's always inside. But being abroad is just so me. I can describe, you know, like being with different cultures and being, you know, with my bag and just, you know, exploring the world. So just so me. But for some reason, I don't know, life happened, and then I started doing different things. But I felt like, wow, this is the real Ina, you know. I need to be like, go back to the roots, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I'm glad you were with me at that point, because you felt me, you met me on my essence. And maybe this is why our friendship lasts for so long, because we could see maybe, you know, the core of ourselves at that time. Like, you were also in that moment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we were
just living, you know, your day to day. What are we doing today? Who are we going to see? Where are we going to go? Just soaking it up.
Yeah. I feel like really going back to that sort of, you know, not really exploring, like, because when you're 20, of course, things are different. You don't mind sleeping on the airport, in the airport. You don't mind going to hostels. We've been there, right, in this conversation. But I think, you know, the essence of exploring ideas, exploring people, exploring, like, really being open. Because this is what English brought me, you know. Once I got the language, this is what, you know, it brought me, the openness, like, the possibility to be close to a different world. And even for you, you know, as an English speaker, this is just so much easier, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's about, you want to get into the world and communicate with anybody. And it's not everybody has that feeling, which I think is interesting. And I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, this is my one life. And you hear about someone, oh, well, they lived over there then, and then they owned a boat, and then they went over here, and it's like, how are you doing? Well, you just make a decision and you do it. And I think when we were living in England, we had both just been like, well, fuck it, I'm going. And so we went over there, and you're like, well, I better make this work because this was my decision.
Yes, and absolutely. So,
you know, and I think that we both realized, like, we don't, because it was very expensive to live in London as well. Like, that's what was difficult. So to establish yourself there would take, you know, an extra 3 to 5 years than it would to establish yourself anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I need to have a home base. Like, I need a place to put my stuff.
Oh, yeah, but totally.
Like, and then I want to travel from there. And so I think that you know, I don't think that I could have stayed in London and done a bunch of traveling and also whatever, like sorted things out as much as mm-hmm. like here, putting a root in, getting a place in that, and then I can go from there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm Taurus. This is my sign. Like, I like stability. I like to have my feet on the ground. But at the same time, I have lots of different planets in very innovative signs. Like, you know, I like to be with technology. I like to be with new ideas and stuff. But the root is like this: stability, you know, feet on the ground. But at the same time, you know, being able to see what else is out there. You know, there must be something else out there. Like, let's find out.
What I want to know. And it was funny to me because once I had come back from England, I was working at the university. And so most of the staff where I was working were all from all over the place because there's a big international student population.
Oh, so you do have this kind of international community in your city.
Oh, yeah. There's everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to this one girl who... She's from a town in Africa, not too big, not too small. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to her, like, isn't it fun? You get to come and like meet everybody. And cause she would cook for us and bring her, you know, what she was good at. And so I was like, isn't this fun? You get to meet people from different things and learn this. And she was like, no, I kind of just wish everybody was like me and like the same stuff as me. And yeah, I know. I was so surprised. I was like, you've traveled so far to be like, I don't like it.
That doesn't make sense. Maybe she was there just for her studies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's different. I never met anyone like that.
I know.
Because in general, if you go abroad to study or you go somewhere else to do whatever, it means you have the tendency or you have the willingness to be, you know, surrounded by different people. But maybe you said maybe she's from a place where she wouldn't really have bigger opportunities to study. And then maybe like she didn't have the chance to get the education she wanted at home. So she had no choice but to find this education somewhere else. So, yeah, that's kind of tricky. But in general, that's the opposite.
I know. And I will never forget that one because I just thought it was so weird. And I was like, but you really like you're not. You're having fun. This isn't fun.
Unusual. Unusual. Yeah. Absolutely. I think this is the fun part of life, right?
Me too.
Variety.
Anyways, we have a comment here.
Yeah.
Do you want me to try to say that name?
I don't even know. Ale, your name is not Brazilian, I guess. She must, I would say Italian. Dolce Masculo. Okay. Maybe.
Dolce Masculo?
Alessandra is a very common name in Portuguese.
Alessandra, is that a last name or a first name?
I guess it's her first name.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I was like, this is difficult for me. I'm really trying to learn names. I'm like,
I think she got her surname first.
Okay, yes. Alessandra is something I can probably say. And anyway, she says, I'm getting ready to go to London. But before I was invited to go to Italy, as soon as the corona situation stabilizes. Yes.
You go, girl. Yeah. Absolutely. You know
that
what?
Like fun.
I'm so proud of Alessandra because she's one of our students. She's from the group 13. She started learning with us, I think it was January or February, right? End of January, I guess. And she started from scratch. And here it is. Here she is, you know, writing in English and, you know, probably understanding what we are talking about. And I'm so, so proud of her because, you know, it was a long journey for her. She had ups and downs. And here she is, like, after almost a year. You can clearly see the progress. So I'm so proud of you. Yeah, and her name is Italian, you see.
Italian, yes. Okay,
I told her. I thought so. Yeah, and you know what? She is, she's got some friends now in Italy, isn't it, Alessandra? And she's been talking to them. She's, you know, meeting new people now that she's got the language. And you see already so many nice opportunities coming up, like going to Italy to see her friends and perhaps going to London. Maybe these opportunities wouldn't be a possibility for her maybe a couple of months ago. So how quickly life can change once you have an extra skill. So you girl, you are amazing and you rock. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, well done. That's awesome. And I mean, that's such a bridge because you'll feel so much safer when you travel, when you speak the language.
Oh, yeah.
You go, like, it's just so much easier.
Absolutely. You could see yourself when you came to Brazil, like you were not really into Portuguese, and perhaps when you went to Mexico as well, but maybe in Mexico they do talk some English, I guess. I don't know. I have never been there.
Yeah, more like enough English that I thought most people spoke it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone, they have like conversational English. And yeah. I think there's probably more English TV as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, in regards to this exploring the world around, I confess, I have been really fed up of being, you know, stuck in one place forever. Like, enough.
How do you really feel? Enough.
Honestly, like, it's really driving me mad lately. Like, I've been doing quite well, I have to say. I've been really patient. My sign, you know, Taurus is a very patient sign. But, like, really, there are limits. I was, even, like, before talking to you, while I was having my lunch, I was looking at some Airbnb. I'm like, I'm going.
Where are you going?
Goodbye. I don't know. Anywhere. Goodbye. Anywhere. I'm just going, you know. Honestly, because I have a lovely garden here. I'm not too, because, you know, before I used to work in a room. So I used to have my own office upstairs.
Yeah.
But trust me, it wasn't healthy. Like, because I'm working the whole day. So I was, you know, inside my office the whole day in one room. I was like, enough. So I came down. And here we have a barbecue area in my house.
Oh,
are you there?
You froze.
I'm froze. Is it better now?
Better.
Hello, connection. Come back, connection. You can hear me now, right?
I can hear you. Yeah, go on.
Okay. To sum up, I decided to come down and work from here. So I feel much better. Like, just to have the chance to have some grass and to have birds coming and going and some palm trees. Okay, fine. But like, right, there is also limits for that. So I was just looking at some Airbnb, maybe on the beach, because it's like maybe 4 or 5 hours drive. I could go, maybe just have some, you know, sea breeze and come home. I mean, why not? I know we cannot be really in places with, you know, a big crowd and stuff. I could be only just, you know, inside an Airbnb, just at least I can just pack something and then unpack later. That's fine. Just,
are you gonna bring Leo or no?
Probably, yeah, we'll see, because he likes his cave.
Yeah, he's in that that dark office upstairs.
He stays in his cave the whole day. But yeah, I'm really into this at the moment, and I was wondering if you are the same, because if I feel kind of locked here, I can't imagine how you manage. Please teach me, because I want to see the world.
Me too. I have made my peace with the current situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really just about setting up my best life. So right. Living my best life will be on a boat somewhere. Right now, that's just not where we're at. So I'm working on all the other things that I can
do. Let's build this path.
Yeah, because I know I need to do a bunch of work. And so now for me, like, I'm taking this corona time to work on those things that I think that I want to spend time on and really pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is what it is. And, you know, I will travel again, and I'll make lists of where I want to go. But for now, it's just, I'm excited to do the work that I'm doing, which is mm-hmm. not something I say a lot.
No, it's true. And I guess it's time for everything as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, for me to have the chance today to to have some sort of results, I had to really develop a couple of things, because it took me a lot of time to work out on my ideas, to work out, you know, on my to build my confidence on everything I wanted to do, to build my confidence to speak English for thousands of people online, and to share my story and stuff. So these things, you know, it doesn't happen just like that. It does take time.
No, so, it takes so long.
Well, yeah, and it's fine. You know, it's a matter of understanding what's the moment. What is the moment requiring of us? Like, for some moment, for a period of time, I had to plant my seeds. You know,
yeah.
There's time to plant your seeds. There's time to harvest. So I guess when I was trying to harvest something that I hadn't really planted, it was the hardest time, because it was like, yeah. I want to harvest. It was like, nothing to harvest, you know, like, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, once I made peace with the moment, it was like, okay, the moment requires planting seeds, you know, and then nurturing them, giving them some love and then some water and then some patience and then watching them grow. And then, yeah, like now slowly I can see some, like, a little, you know, blowing going on. Still loads to do. Oof, far away from where I want to be. Like, I really, really dream big. And I always tell my students, like, please, if you're going to dream small, like, it's the same effort. Just you know.
Just dream as big as you can go. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same effort. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. I mean, the thing is, sometimes I think we're very impatient, you know, and I put myself on that in that count, because I want things just to happen just like that, because we are an immediate society, you know. We have everything just on a slide of our fingers.
Instant
and it doesn't happen like that. Mm.
No, and I think, like, that's the biggest lesson I think I've learned this corona, is that you, like, you're not going to wake up tomorrow being a different person just because you decided it yesterday. You know, like, it's, you won't. And it happens all the time, I think, with people who are like, oh, I wasted the day. Tomorrow, I'm going to seize the day. I'm going to do all these things tomorrow, and I will be amazing. And, like, if you did nothing today, chances are you're not going to be a different person tomorrow that's going to be able to do all those things.
So, but that's, like, a big lesson for the ones who are learning English, because they are feeling like, okay, I want to learn a new language. And I'm like, you're going to have to be a different person if you want to do that. Because, you know, whatever you're doing now is not bringing you the results you want. So you're going to have to be a completely different person if you want to be fluent. And you have to change your habits. You have to change your priorities. You have to change the way you look at yourself. Because it's very easy for us to give excuses, you know, Heather. And I see a lot. Like, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
People giving excuses all the time. No, I cannot learn English now because I don't have time. I cannot learn English now because I'm too old, you know, like, not for me anymore. And so many, and sometimes when they give themselves those excuses, they, you know, when you see it, you look at and think, right, that's a good excuse. Like, yeah, it's valid, you know, because we tell ourselves good stories to give up our dreams, you know. But if you're not listening, if you're not hearing your stories, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years passed, and you are still at the same point. So,
yeah. And so, like, one of my biggest mantras that I was doing was just, how's that working for you? Like, you know, if I'm doing something and I hate it and it's not working, like, well, it's not working for you. So just stop doing it. Really, really helps.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm going to not do that anymore. And,
but I think there's a fine line there, because sometimes, depending on the situation, it's just like there are difficulties, like there are obstacles that you're gonna have to overcome. I'm giving you the example of learning English, because this is my life, right? This is what I hear every day, and I know a lot about, you know, when people are talking about these difficulties, and I'm like, okay, this text is maybe a bit more difficult for you, or maybe this audio. There is a different accent, but you cannot give up just because it's difficult. Like, difficulties are part, it's part of our lives.
Oh,
and Yeah. So it's a matter of saying, okay, maybe I'm trying too hard. Maybe there is a method that it's not working for me. So I need to try a different method. Because sometimes, like for me, I was studying in a traditional English school for years. My parents put me on a English school when I was 13. And I was studying there for 5 years. And then when I had to do interviews in English for a job, I just could not develop a conversation as we're doing here. And I was like, what's wrong with me? You know, I am a good student. You know, I was doing it properly. And then, come on, it's not working. So I decided to do it differently. So that's the thing. Like, you're trying a method. You're trying to work on something and you cannot see your results. Change the method. Yeah, change, you know, absolutely. The way how you're doing it.
Winners know when to quit. I'm like, and when I say, how's that working for you? I mean, in my sense, in my mind, I'm still a ballerina. And so in my mind, I can just go and do any ballet class because I still know how to do things. Mm-hmm. In reality, my body hasn't done ballet or conditioning in years. So of course it's going to be hard. And so in my mind, I'm like, well, I don't want to do the easy stuff to lead up to it because I don't need to do those steps. But like, that's not working because then I'm doing nothing. So you have to back it up and start at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. True. You know, absolutely.
Muscles again. And so that's kind of my point of this, like, you can't wake up one day and do it, is that you have to just add a little bit more every day for all the things that you want. It's like watering all the plants, man. It's come right back around. You know, I want flowers, but I have to water these plants every couple of days or I will not get what I want.
I love the metaphor. Yeah, exactly the same. If you want to have beautiful and lively plants, you need to give them some water from time to time. Same with your fluency. Like, you need to keep it up. Like, you need to come and listen to some podcasts, maybe listen to our conversation, you know, have some new sentences on your Anki, which is the program you use for new sentences. And then, you know, keeping it alive, because otherwise all you're going to have is a dead plant. So, yeah.
Don't let it die. Everything that you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah. That's what I've learned, and that's I find it interesting just because I went from working full time and you're working on the same sort of project every day. And now I find I get to dip in and out of projects throughout the day and throughout the week. And like, that's really fun for me as a time, as a way to break up my time, because I'm not stuck on anything in particular.
Yeah.
But it's all watering every week. Everything gets watered. Just not.
You have to do it, like, no way out. I can see here Alicia saying she's also a dancer.
Yeah.
What do you dance? Well, what kind of dance do you like to dance, Alicia? Is there any specific rhythm that you prefer? Tell us. And I would also like to maybe open for questions. Maybe whoever wants to question something and place here your curiosity for us. I'm really, really happy to learn more about your curiosities. And let me see here. Oh, someone is asking something interesting. I never thought about it, but what does play for me? Is that a specific meaning?
No, it's a family name. There's also a city in Australia called Playford. It is a compound word. So play is an adjective, yes, and Ford is a brand of car. So normally when people ask, what's your last name, I say play Ford, play like the adjective, Ford like the car.
Do you say that?
I do say that, yeah.
That's a funny name to describe, a funny way to describe your name.
It just gets there faster. Because people are like, absolutely. Mayford? Gayford? Kajayford? No, play with a P.
I know the feeling, trust me. My first name, not the easiest one. Mm-hmm. And then Aruda is a plant. I don't know if I told you, it's a plant that people usually use it for, you know, to bring luck. Oh. That's what they say. Yeah.
I only learned last week that I'd been saying it wrong my entire life.
Oh, yeah. But now Aruda. You know. It's not Aruda. Aruda, yeah. Aruda. Oh, Alicia, she likes ballet, just like you.
Yeah, woohoo. I love it.
Two ballerinas.
Did you see my new Portuguese videos?
Oh yeah. Oh, I liked it and I commented it. Yeah, let them know you've got a new video on.
Mm-hmm. Two new videos. I'm still working out my technical difficulties, but if you go to my YouTube channel, The Heather Playford, you can watch me learn Portuguese poorly.
Poorly. Well, you try, and it's nice that you are sharing it online, because you're documenting the process. It's interesting. But you're doing it with Duolingo, so I cannot promise you're gonna have like the highest fluency in Portuguese. You might learn a few words, like vocabulary, which is amazing. But if you want to, you know, get better listening and learn how to build sentences, the best thing you need to do, well, my students know, you can ask Alessandra what she did, but best thing is you get the audio, and then you get the transcription with the translation. So you are able to obviously study the transcription, so you get the new vocabulary and how the sentences are built. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you are building your listening skills. And this is massive, because this is what communication is about, right? If someone talks to you and you don't understand, you'll be like, you know, it doesn't matter if you know how to say a few words. You know what I'm saying? You cannot reply. So first thing, the language needs to go inside your brain, and then you can come out. We call it input and output. So right. Text with transcription and of the audio and translation, and then work on it with something that we called psycho ELO. I want to know if there is anyone here who studies with this technique. Please write down with this hashtag psycho. In Portuguese, it's ciclo elo, ELO, which is the technique we use with text and audio. So I want to know if anyone here, look, Marcus is saying, teach her ciclo elo. See, they know already. They know it.
I know, but Duolingo's not doing it. I'm partially so involved in it because I've been doing it for so many days in a row that I won't break my streak. But I'm kind of stuck on the same words.
I'm okay. Gonna have to put you on my course, and you're gonna have to learn the cycle. Look, Claude, someone's asking you.
Heather, sometimes I thought to travel for Canada. What type of food do you recommend for me? Whatever you like. There's nothing really Canadian. I mean, you know what? Try the poutine.
What is that?
Poutine is your main Canadian dish. I was like, there isn't one, but there is. It's poutine.
How do you spell it? Put with P?
P-O-U? Mm-hmm. T-I-N-E.
Poutine. So is it a meat or is it pasta? What is it, like a stew or? Yeah, like a soup.
No. It's French fries with cheese
French curd fries
and gravy.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so poutine is a French word. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I would say that you want to get a poutine with St. Albert's curds, because they are the best curds. And you can have poutine, just French fries, gravy, and cheese. Or you can add a variety of things. So they'll do it with pulled pork, chicken, beef, vegetables, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they just throw some gravy on it, and that's that.
So that's something quite traditional, as I understand.
Yeah, well, it's not something that like you make at home normally. It's normally you get it from like a food truck or a poutinerie. Yes,
street meat, street food.
Like street food, yeah.
Okay. So Cloudstone taking notes. When next time you come, oh, there's an helicopter here.
Right. Is that your fourth?
Can you hear the noise? No way. Anyways, Cloudstone. Next time you go to Canada, take notes. By the way, we had a class recently, Heather, where you were teaching my students about a very traditional coffee shop in Canada, which is Hortons. Tim Hortons. Would you tell us a little bit? Because if they're asking about traditional food in Canada, maybe you could give us a little hint of what Tim Hortons means to Canadians.
Oh, Tim Hortons is it's a coffee chain. So it does like little snacks, breakfast, lunches, soup, sandwiches, that kind of thing. It's traditional in the sense that it's fairly inexpensive and they are located everywhere. You know, the city I grew up in, I think, had 20,000 people and 7 locations. There's actually, my parents worked at a nuclear plant and they put a Tim Hortons in the nuclear plant because they didn't want people leaving and coming back.
Makes sense.
It's very, it's localized. People drink it. The coffee is okay, but it's very consistent amongst all the locations. And so I think that's one of its bonuses. They're also very, very big into sports because Tim Horton was actually a person. He played hockey. And so they do a lot of fundraising for children's hockey, children's soccer, that kind of thing for kids in low-income families. And so because hockey isn't expensive, there's a lot of gear and stuff. So they provide for kids to play those sports.
And if you are my student, you had a full class about the subject, all the history of the brand and why is it so important for Canadians. And we even had a chance to see the menu, right? Vocabulary in regards to the menu. Plus, yep. The students had an amazing challenge where they had to order their meal on their website. And it was so much fun because the students were so creative. If you are my student, you can find the replay on our platform. But there was a lady, it was so funny, I was laughing. I don't know if you remember this one, but she caught my attention because she was inside her car and then she was like taking her order, pretending she was, you know, taking the order from the car. Do you remember this one? And then someone came and brought her the bag.
Yeah. They like asked her like, what's your order? And they had written on the bag, like, Tim Hortons, here's your thing. Oh man.
And she was so great.
Yeah. That was the best one. Oh wow. I was impressed. Yeah. That's good.
Now let me say, in Tim Hortons, I went there one time. The hot chocolate there is so good. I've never had one, but Heather can agree with you if so.
Yeah, I used their hot chocolate to learn how to drink coffee. So what we would do is we had to do a cafe mocha. So you have half hot chocolate, half coffee. Mm-hmm. My brother taught me that. And he was like, then you can fully drink real coffee. I'm like, thanks for the tips.
Like, lovely tips here today. If you want to be a coffee lover, here's a tip.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I think we've got loads of questions in regards to Canada culture. They always ask you this question every time, but if he's here for the first time, maybe he didn't get the answer. So could you tell us?
Heather, do you know how to speak French? Kind of.
How important is it in Canada? Because when I think of Canada, I think of always about this 2 languages, but I know that there are some parts that they only speak French, like mainly. Other part, they mainly speak English, but there is a midsection there where you would have to be able to speak both, because even the street signs, they would be in both languages, right?
Yeah. So most of Canada just speaks English.
Right.
So then you have Quebec, which is one of our 13 provinces and territories, is their first language is French. Okay. Everywhere else, the other 12 of 13 is English first. So Marcos, his uncle lives in Kitchener. They only speak English there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. The city I live in, because it is the nation's capital and it's where Trudeau is, the whole parliament building fiasco, this city is bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
So most jobs here, you do need to be bilingual. There's different levels, and depending where you are on that, you can do different jobs. The government will also train people to speak the other language so that everybody there works in both official languages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a deal.
Yeah. So interesting. Yeah, I can imagine to have like a country that at some places it would be beneficial for you to be bilingual. So yeah. I can't think of this in Brazil. Maybe in our borders, you would benefit them to learn Spanish too, but it's just so similar that I guess people can handle it somehow. Like, of course, it's a different language and you can have differences, but it's still Latin root. So I guess maybe in our borders, you would have to kind of be bilingual. Yeah, when I went to Foz do Iguaçu is somewhere south in Brazil, and you have three borders. You have Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay. And I could see, like, I could hear Spanish all the time because a very touristic place is where they have the massive waterfalls. You might have heard of them. It's like huge. It's like,
let's go, like there.
Monster. Honestly, it's like, it's breathtaking. So much water. I'm like, where do they come from? Like, it's just, you know, someone please, you know, switch off the tap, turn off the tap or something, like, you know, wasting water.
Wasting water. Is that why you don't want to say it? Because it's wasting water.
That's the feeling, you know, like, please someone switch off the tap or something, because it's just too much water. But anyways,
we're going to learn how to swim, and then we're going to go to the big waterfalls.
Yes. Yes, I think we have some months to work on it. So I have to learn how to swim. I do have. It's like on my bucket list. Okay, so what else? They're asking if it's hard to learn French. I guess, well, it's like any other language, I guess, right? I don't know. Maybe, I think once you have, because you have lots of similarities between English and French. You do have some words that have the same root, but it still is a Latin language. So even for us Brazilians, there would be some words that would be similar, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it would be easier for anybody to learn French who already speaks Portuguese than it is to English, because French has all of the you know, everything's gendered, so you're still familiar with all of that. Stuff, right?
That's true. Yeah,
and so like a lot of the endings are the same. So, you know, in Portuguese, like MOS is for like we. Right? That's the ending. And in French, it is ONS.
Right.
You know, so the verbs are all conjugated the same way with the different endings, and you just have to learn that stuff. So, yeah.
I think English is easier.
I mean, I don't know. Also, because we learn French in school. So I've been learning French, or I was given French classes starting when I was... grade two. Actually, fun fact, my French teacher was also my drama teacher, who I had for about 7 years when I was at elementary school. She also taught, in no particular order of importance, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, and she also taught Matt Perry, Chandler Bing of Friends.
Right. Ooh, multi-talented.
Yeah. So she was a good teacher.
Yeah, she's like teaching different kind of people, different kind of subject. Like, you go, girl.
Yeah, French and drama. We did some really dramatic French play.
Lovely.
Yeah, so... I think you should definitely learn French, because I think it would be easy if people already, you're already in the zone. Like, if you're already bilingual, just go for the trilingual.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Just keep going. I think once you start, just don't stop. Why stop? So I just wanted to give them a quick reminder before we say goodbye. I just wanted them to know that on Monday, in 2 days, we are going to open our 18th group. Can you imagine? It's been 17 so far, and it's been a journey. I'm so glad, so happy to have the chance to help so many students for all these years. And I'm gonna have a new group next Monday. So on the 16th, November 16th, we are gonna have new group on our Fast Mover community, and it's gonna be a pleasure to have you with us. So I could see here there were loads of students from our community here today. I'm so happy when I see them, you know, engaging with our conversations and, you know, writing in English and making questions. And I want this for everybody. I want everybody to have the chance to interact with me, with Heather, and with the word, because the word wants to speak to you, but the word wants to speak to you in English. And this is our purpose here, to encourage you, to encourage you to, exactly. We want you to, you know, have all the opportunities that the language can offer. So stop, you know, missing opportunities. Stop limiting, you know, giving boundaries to your own word, because there's so much out there. And English can definitely connect you with different ideas, different way of thinking, and different people and cultures, and, you know, opportunities. Like, it's just, you cannot even count how many opportunities English can bring you. So I would love to have you with us. If you're not part of our community, you have the link here on our chat. Make sure you keep an eye on our launch on Monday. It's going to be so much fun. Plus, if they didn't understand something here, Heather, or if they want to hear it again, do you think this would be possible?
Oh, absolutely. If you want to come back and listen to this again, you can come back to this link on YouTube to listen to this and our other podcasts. If you want to listen to this one specifically on your favorite streaming service, please stop by inamara.com/podcast.
That's easy. Come on, we're making their life so much easier. Like, we give them podcasts. We give them live chats here. We have the speaking classes every Tuesday. What else do you want, guys? Just ask me, because me, Heather, we're always here, you know, trying to help you with as many content as possible, because we know that, you know, now we have internet. There is no reason for you to not have access to information. I didn't have that, Heather, like 10 years ago.
Imagine you had you when you needed you. Oh, man.
I didn't have like YouTube
book of words everywhere.
And now I can just with my dictionary up and down.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but it's true. Like, if there's something that you are struggling with learning wise, definitely see what we can do to accommodate that kind of whatever your learning style is, right? Mm-hmm. You know, some people like to type it, some people like to hear it. I mean, I like to write things. That's my
Me too.
My way of doing stuff. So,
me too.
Let us know if you need anything.
Yeah.
Other than absolutely. That, we should wrap it up because Jana will tell us to, anyways.
But just
1 hour.
Exactly. And just so they know, every Friday at 12:34, we're here. So you can come and chat, bring your coffee, bring your pint, bring your bottle of water, whatever. Just come and sit down and have a chat with us. And we're going to be happy to hear a bit more about, you know, your ideas and your questions. So next Friday, I see you here again at the same time. Keep your eyes open on our podcasts, on our audios, and here on our channel. There are so many nice videos coming. And I see you next Friday.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you.